This is your Yahoo Finance Market Watch.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
U.S. stocks closed higher on Wednesday, bouncing back after hotter-than-expected inflation data drove a sell-off and dashed hopes for interest rate cuts in early spring. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.4% after the index suffered a 500-point drop in the blue-chip benchmark's worst day since March 2022 on Tuesday. The S&P 500 added almost 1%, while the Nasdaq Composite climbed almost 1.3%, also on the heels of sharp declines. In fixed income, the 10-year Treasury yield pulled back slightly from the previous day's jump to trade around 4.27%. Calm is setting in after the surprise consumer inflation prints spooked the market. Investors are coming to grips with the prospect of the Federal Reserve holding off on rate cuts until later in the year and a potential no landing for the U.S. economy. In a Wednesday speech, Chicago Fed President Austin Goolsbee cautioned market participants shouldn't get too flipped out over one inflation report and added that the underlying trend still shows inflation is approaching the Fed's 2% target. Investors were gripped by the wild fallout from a typo in Lyft's financial update late Tuesday. Shares in the ride-hailing company initially rocketed 67%, but the rally lost steam after Lyft corrected an error in its statement that boosted its profit outlook. The stock finished up a more modest 35% in Wednesday's trading session. Tesla stock rose about 1.5% in afternoon trade on Wednesday, but investors aren't overly optimistic about the upside for shares over the next 6 to 12 months, according to new research from Morgan Stanley. An informal poll of Tesla institutional investors done by Morgan Stanley found many are bearish and expect the stock to underperform over the next 6 months. Salesforce's stock was up more than 2% on Wednesday after launching a new AI-focused product on Slack. Salesforce-owned Slack has been testing Slack AI with a handful of early adopters, but now it's opening the service up to all of its customers, albeit as a paid add-on. Slack, however, didn't disclose the price of the offering. That's all for today. My name is Imran Sheikh, and for the latest market updates, visit us at yahoofinance.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.